take a hit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What it do, man?
What's going on, broski?
What, well, I was going to say, you from St. Louis?
Nah, I'm from Chicago.
Oh, okay. You just down here? You?
I just be out here type shit, fucking with my uncle, Rick the Ruler. He from out here, so I just be sliding down here, fucking with him on the music tip.
That's hard. That's hard. How long you been with doing the music and stuff?
Shit, I've been rapping since I was like a shorty type shit, but like I taking it serious, like probably like since 2020. Not 2019, I'd say, like, where I'm actually recording and, like, being serious about it. But, you know, every nigga, if you from the hood, every nigga got a verse. Like, I'm pretty sure you got a verse somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, niggas owe me some money for my verses, for real.
I know Wicked probably got a verse some motherfucker where everybody done rap before, bro.
Yeah.
You is on there. So that's what I'm saying. Hey, every nigga from the hood got a verse.
Yeah.
So probably like 4 years, yeah, I've been taking music serious.
That's what's up. Anybody ever say you look like Young Jeezy?
I done heard Young Jeezy.
Or Young Sneezy.
I done heard Jeezy. Nigga done told me I look like Kanye West. I done had a nigga tell me I look like Peezy. You know Peezy from Detroit.
Kanye Yeezy.
Yeah, that's what nigga be saying. Like, you look like Peezy from Detroit. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so it's a couple niggas. I guess I just got a familiar look or something. I don't know.
Nah, bro, that's unique though about you that you look like three people. That's hard. You know, everybody can't do that. Yeah, three people in one, that's hard. So what's something interesting that, you know, you want the people to know that, you know, follow you and everything about you, like, you know, something interesting. You know, like, you know, you're not clearing your search history on your phone, stuff like that.
Oh, some shit like that. Something interesting.
Or some embarrassing happened to you, like, you know, like one time, you know, I was at my parents' house and shit. You know, I forgot my Bluetooth was connected to my parents' car. And I was jacking off. And it pulled up. And I was turning it up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where the fuck is the volume at? And I'm turning that hole to the max. So, you know, that hole getting loud as hell in my dad's car. He walked in and said, man, what the fuck is you doing?
That shit connected to the car.
Yeah, that was.
I ain't gonna lie. It was some shit like that type shit. Like, actually, I was, look, bro, look, this crazy. I was a little shorty, nigga. I was probably like 10. And I remember I had got a little magazine. I could show you the magazine. It had Keisha Cole on the front of that motherfucker. She was damn near like half naked, like covering her titties type shit. So I remember I just looked at it. I was intrigued. I'm like, man, let me go to the bathroom type shit, do my thing. And a nigga
off the magazine?
Off the magazine.
That's she imagination.
Was, I'm going to show you. So look, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I went in there, and I was scared because I ain't know I could ejaculate yet. You know what I'm saying? So I did, and I was like, what the fuck? And then, yeah, it was history. I was doing that shit all day, every day.
I ain't going to lie. That shit right there, it's like a stress relief. You're going to go to sleep, but, you know, it's really taking away all your damn energy. That's what's crazy. No cap.
No, that's a fact. So yeah, that's probably that. Probably that. I got caught doing that shit too one time by my sister friend type shit.
And it's like when they catch you, they act like you doing something wrong.
Yeah, like
you act like you doing something wrong.
Yeah, because I sure was
like,
she told my brother and them, and you know, we was walking shorty home and shit type shit. And then they gonna hit the icebreaker like, bro, she told me she caught you jacking off. I'm like, nigga, so? Like, you acted like, so what? Nigga, y'all do that too. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, her catching me, she wanted to fuck me afterwards, though.
Damn.
Yeah. So it was a win-win. Yeah.
That's crazy. You think you can put a condom on your head? Take it off so you can see if we can put a condom. Yeah.
Nah, I don't think
but
so.
But I thought you was bald.
Nah, hell no.
Nah. Yeah, you fucked me up.
I got a little bit of hair.
Nah,
bit.
You do. You fucked me up.
Yeah, you thought I was bald?
Nah, let me see the hairline. Yeah. See, right there, they got to be. So, like, when you get lined up, do you stop breathing? I'd be like.
I ain't gonna lie, I get quiet as hell when niggas on
they
my mind.
How the season going?
When I get quiet when a nigga like lining on my mustache type shit, like, you know.
This right here, I don't say shit.
He died when they lining this
but
shit.
But that man
up.
Be talking to me, I be like, bro, just do this fool. We can talk about this shit later.
Hell man. Yeah. I don't think I could put a condom on my head. My head too big, bro. I got a big ass head. My daughter, she got a big ass head and a little body. Like
Wiggy got a big head too.
look, her body is like in the 15th percentile, right? She's small. But her head, that shit in the 85th percentile. Head big as hell.
I'm think you talking about the head, like. You talking about, damn.
Yeah, my daughter, her head big as hell.
Oh, no, my bad.
No, you good. Yeah, that's what
I was like, you know, my mind was a little everywhere. But like, I feel like people with big heads know a lot of stuff.
For sure.
They can do a lot of stuff. Like,
for sure.
You know, I know it's a lot on your shoulders, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, no, you're right. I can feel it.
It's just like, a lot of my friends got big heads. Like, you know, like. On some Mega Mind shit, you know, like for real. But they know a lot of stuff though, and they very creative.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that's probably hard is finding the right size hat.
Facts.
You know, besides that though.
Facts.
You know.
We was just at Liz yesterday, nigga. I'm trying to find a hat. We went to Louis. Let's get some Gucci bucket hats. Them hats was little as hell on our head. Man. I'm like, nah, bro, we can't wear these. I need to widen these bitches up.
Wicked had got to fight with somebody for stealing the last size hat and lid.
Yeah?
Yeah, this had to get security. Yeah, they was jacking, bro.
What size your hat is, Wicked?
Now listen, tell him the truth. He took the sticker off because he was embarrassed.
I'm going to keep it. My shit is 7.5.
Let me see.
Yeah, look, 7.5. that motherfucker ain't too crazy. What size your head is?
You go to work every day, don't never get out, you know what I'm saying? On time, everything. You feel like you don't
do I got some PTO type shit? Yeah, I wear a 7. Let's trade hats, see what you do with that jump.
7?
Hold on, get that back. Yeah, you stretching it.
Stop it. That motherfucker is not even going on.
It was, are you stretching it though?
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah.
So, what type of women you like? Like, what females, like, really, like, you know what I'm saying, get you there?
See, look, I got an old lady, but you know the type of women that I like women that shut the fuck up. Like, you know, before we get to any of the physical traits and all that, a woman that listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, mainly, you know, if you were listening, let a man lead and, you know, like, tell you something. Like, because it ain't like I'm going to be telling her no crazy shit. Like, if I'm telling you something, it's a reason I'm telling you something. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But they be wanting to make everything a motherfucking war. And it's like, I'm just trying to, you know, give you some game, like, put you on. And women not receptive to that, you know?
Nah, facts. And then I say this, too. Like, I like strippers.
You like strippers?
Hoes.
You like whores?
Cause they got the experience and that they just gonna give it to you.
For sure.
Cause you know, like, negotiating for some pussy food is insane to me.
I think it is too.
It really is. Like, I hate it.
So when you say strippers, do you mean like actual strippers, or you mean like OnlyFans girls? Like, what you mean?
Man, I really would say like all of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
So hypothetically speaking, you wouldn't get no fuck about, like, your shorty, if she was a stripper, she was still working and shit like that? You wouldn't care?
Yeah, I would, but, you know, they ain't gonna do it forever.
Yeah.
But, and it's just like, what if you run across a nigga with some bread?
That's what I'm saying.
That shit crazy.
Yeah, what if the nigga, like, trying to fuck? You know, like, it's... we got to be honest here. I know we all confident and, you know, in us and like, man, our bitch ain't going to go. But, man, if your bitch battling 1,000 niggas every day, like, trying to fuck, like, god damn, she got
to
have...
That's what I be trying to say.
The strength
like,
of Iron
like,
Man.
Like,
you
females
know what
be like, they can do that, but if a nigga trying to talk to you, if 10 to 15 niggas trying to talk to you every day, you telling all them niggas no.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So it's like, the odds is not in your favor. Like, shit, even... I mean, the only nigga who never lost was Floyd. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, yeah, like, he undefeated. But I'm pretty sure he lost one back in the day, but he said he wasn't going to lose again.
You talking about when that nigga was in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that. I don't, he don't count that though. He said that shit don't count.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's crazy though. What how you feel about if a female getting like 15 to 20 dudes trying to talk to them today? You think they ignoring all of them?
It's some good.
I ain't saying it's not, but
yeah. For sure.
I'm saying like your girl, like 15 to 20 dudes trying to talk to your girl every day. You think she's telling all of them no?
Somebody gonna break through.
Damn.
Somebody gonna get a conversation or a text or a look or some kind of touch or feel or something. You know, you never know.
Facts. Wallet, I would go inside the wallet and give it back to you, you know? I'm just gonna get the money.
I ain't gonna lie, it ain't gonna be no money in my phone. I don't hold cash. Well, I got some cash on me right now, but yeah, I got cars and shit.
Yeah,
because
if it was some money in the wallet, I'm gonna give you a wallet back.
But you gonna keep the money?
Yeah, because you know, the wallets don't belong to me.
What's up?
Yeah, so you know, I gotta get it. Yeah, I guess
the money don't.
I don't steal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just getting the stuff out that you don't really need right now. Need that wallet.
For sure, I need the.
You don't need what's inside the.
I need the social more than the money. For sure,
exactly.
For sure, niggas steal my identity. Niggas start a business in my name. Nigga, I don't know what the fuck going on. I got LLCs in my shit. Yeah, don't lose your social, bro.
Damn. Yeah. How can you lose that?
I got this shit in my wallet. Like I carry my shit in my wallet, and my OG made me do it. But really, niggas like, bro, if I was you, I wouldn't be carrying that shit in your wallet. But I still do it because I'm a hard headed nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, facts.
Yeah.
But you know what I learned about life is like you gotta never give a fuck what people think.
For sure.
Cause it's just like if you give a fuck about what this person think and you change for them, then you gotta do that for the other 15 million people.
Most definitely.
Cause motherfucker gonna think what they wanna think about you.
Hell yeah. I'm probably a bitch ass nigga to a lot of people out there. I'm probably a bitch ass nigga to a lot of niggas. Mm-hmm. Hey, my music probably suck to a lot of niggas. I'm broke as fuck, but I don't get no. Hey, you gotta be the villain in somebody's story. I don't get no fuck. Like I honestly could give a fuck less about.
Yeah.
How niggas feel about me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like I said, being broke will humble the shit out of you.
Oh, most definitely. I've been there.
Yeah, I'm there sometimes.
I definitely been down on my dick, bro, but I ain't never complaining.
You ever got your taxes back and you just got cocky then around April, May, you start relaxing?
Yeah. Yeah, it happened to everybody. Nigga, like, niggas start Uber Eats and motherfuckers start steakhouses and you know what I'm saying?
I was doing DoorDash one time for a little minute.
I
had to drop off some food to the hood,
mm-hmm.
and it was cold as hell. I said it was three street niggas with muscle shirts on, and the order was for Bethany, and they said, "Hey, that's my order." I was like, "Hell yeah,
hey, yeah, look, you got it."
I ain't want no problem.
Boy, your name is not Bethany. Them niggas is crazy,
nah,
bro.
Nah, for real, them niggas was.
Yeah, them niggas.
I ain't never seen three street niggas outside
with
in
muscle
the
shirts.
I'm
on.
Talking about one shit funny.
Yeah, nah, yeah, you leave them niggas alone. I mean, I'm from the hood, too, but I don't like doing hood shit no more. Like, I pull up, I'm talking to a bitch, I pull up, it's too many niggas outside. Hey, look, bitch, I don't know if this a setup. I don't know if them your brothers or, I don't know if the back door open. Look, you can come to my crib or something. Like,
nah,
yeah, you got
see,
too
like,
much going on.
In the hood, I like playing spades and shit. Shoot dice get crazy, too. But I like doing that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you like about the hood? What's your favorite part about the hood? Because we was talking about, like, you know.
The boosting, yeah.
I love the hood.
Boosting, like, half price on clothes. Any boosters out there, hit my line. At King Tez 2-4-1-4. The summer is coming up. Niggas need wardrobes. My kids need clothes. If you are boosting, please message me on Instagram. King Tez 2-4-1-4.
When you message us,
yeah.
We're calling the police. Because you're going to jail. That's what we do. You got to get paid, man.
So what you think about snitching, bro? Like, what's your opinion on that?
It's like, with me, I'm not going to jail for anybody.
For sure.
Because it's my thing, you know. If we all did it and I get caught, we going down together. We got to because we a team.
So let me ask you something. Was you that nigga back in the day, right? When a dog was chasing after a motherfucker, you used to hold a nigga back so you could get away and the other person could get caught. Was that you?
Or I tripped the nigga in front of me that's running too fast and get past him. But you know what's crazy is the dog is still be chasing me because I'm light skinned.
Oh, this nigga funny, bro. He funny. Because, bro, I remember back in the day, niggas running, bro, and you always had the slowest nigga. He'd try to grab on to somebody like you getting caught with me. That's when I knew, like, yeah, nigga, send you to hell with him, bro. Like, as long as you going with him, he cool.
But it's so crazy, like, when I used to get my test back and shit in school, I used to be sad as hell. But when I see a nigga got the same score as me or lower, I wouldn't even be sad.
You was
no
good.
More.
Yeah. So, so if a nigga, this nigga crazy.
The lady put on the board. The highest was 110. The lowest was a 25. The bitch, bro, she handed me my paperback balled up and then threw it at me. You know when they passed the test back, they folded kind of like the restaurant
Mo-W.
When they give you the receipt and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we never get that. You
know? So what class was this?
All of them.
I ain't gonna lie. Math, he funny as fuck. Look, math, I know how to add, I know how to subtract, I know how to multiply, divide. But they fuck me up when they put like letters and shit in it. Like, what the fuck is what
the letters
come from? We
don't
need to do
that on the taxes, you know what I'm saying? And pi squared, a pi squared.
We don't use none of that shit today.
A pi is a circle.
Yeah. And we don't use none of that shit.
When have
today?
You ever got a pi square? Like, hey, like for real. I'm finna start selling pi squares for real. Cause that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. Like, I always give it a circle, but they say it's a pi square.
Man.
I don't know. I just.
Yeah, bro. These niggas crazy, man. So, where you from, bro?
Man, everywhere, you know.
Everywhere?
Yeah. I'm from all the hoods, you know, especially in Memphis, you know.
Yeah.
I run all the hoods, like North Memphis, South Memphis.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, look, I'm going to be honest. I went to Memphis. I was in Memphis probably for like 6 hours, probably. And every rapper, street rapper from Memphis ever said, I believe y'all niggas. I ain't even met y'all. I don't know what's going on, but I believe y'all niggas. Just how I was looking at Memphis, I'm like, God, nigga. Hey, look, nigga had to keep his hand on his pole everywhere, nigga. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yeah, Memphis. I just felt the vibe, nigga. Like, I could smell a gun smoke in there.
Man, niggas taking that gun to the pickup games. You hear me? The pickup games.
Yeah, Memphis treacherous, but I think Memphis got it on the rap game right now. Memphis, I say Memphis in Detroit right now got it. I think
Saint. I was out last night in St. Louis, bro. It's just. It ain't shit funny sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, yeah. St. Louis, treacherous.
And then the females whooping ass over a hookah.
Yeah. Yep. We had a female try to fight us yesterday, man. Like, I'm looking at this bitch like, I don't hit women. Look, I don't condone hitting women. But sometimes y'all women got to stop putting yourself in a man's place.
You think you could whoop a UFC fighter woman?
A woman? Oh, my mama, I beat Ronda Rousey ass. She 120 pounds, bro. What's she going to do with me?
I'm going to say this. Those type of women are different. I don't think you should do that.
How much you weigh?
I'm about 220. But I'm saying, though, if she connect to that Wi-Fi, it's
but she
100. I'm talking about,
bro, but she 120 pounds. Like, you being a man going to set in at some point.
It ain't never...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you grab her, what's she going to do with your man's strength? You going to be able to slam her on her shit.
But it's some women out here that do that, though.
I don't think I'll whoop Brittany Griner. I probably have to up pole on her. You know,
Brittany Griner probably pull out a deal done just by whacking your ass with that hoe. For real, right?
Hey, Brittany Griner got it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a whole nigga out here. Not really, but really. So
slap the shit out the backboard.
Yeah,